Hey guys, I hope you're having a great day, a great evening, a great morning. Man, I don't know, because I don't know when you're listening to this, but I just want to say hello, and thank you for tuning in. And this is my first podcast, and my name's Randy Horseman, and I hope there'll be many more down the road. Because what I want to do here in these podcasts, I just want to share my experience. And hopefully maybe you can take something out of that and help them. And, you know, if something strikes a nerve or you can relate to, comment in the section, like, subscribe, so you could know when I put a new podcast up, and also that I can interact. You know, I can learn from somebody, and know if anything I say has touched you and you've used it, and man, it really inspired me to that I am reaching somebody that. I'm doing what I feel like what's in my heart to do. Well, anyway, a few years back, you know, God's been working on my life. Well, He's been working on my life for a long time. You know, been going to church and participating in classes, playing on a worship team, singing on a worship team. You know, now I thought I was it. You know, I thought that was what I needed to do. And right now, it's not. It might be down the future, but you know, I thought I had the right ideas and the right desires, but deep inside, I really didn't, because I wasn't dealing with some of the beliefs that I had and that I shoved from such a long time ago. But I thought I worked through them, but it showed itself in my behaviors. But a few years back, you know, I'm asking God questions like, why does this person, or why does this people always look at me this way or act like this towards me? Why do they get mad like that when I really, in my heart, feel like I didn't do anything? You know, I don't know why they're reacting that way. Are they just jealous of me or mad or envious? Or they just hate me? I don't know. Because I know not everybody's going to like me, and I'm okay with that. I accept it. And but then I needed people to like me. I needed people to accept me. Because I had some deep issues, man. You know, I felt like I really wasn't good enough to be up there. I really wasn't good enough to be used by God. I wasn't worthy enough. I didn't deserve it. But when I got up there, I said, thank you, Lord. I mean, who am I that you are mindful of me? You know, humility, maybe. But deep inside, it was pride. It was ego. And I didn't see it then. But when someone told me, man, you did a good job. Good job, man. God was really leading you. It made me feel good. You know, my chest went up and said, thank you, God. That was just ego. I was, them telling me I did a good job or thank you was stroking my ego. It was affirming my identity. The word identity. You know, I needed that around me. I needed that encouragement and that affirmation to tell me who I was. Now, if I didn't get that, I felt like I wasn't on the right track. And I wasn't on the right path that God had for me. I felt like I did something wrong. Because no one was telling me I did a good job. You know, I needed these people to pat me on the back. And when I didn't get that, I got depressed. It was all because of the deep beliefs that I had in me, the emotions I just shoved. But honestly, I thought I worked through it. You know, when I wasn't picked to sing the song, and I knew I could sing it, and I wanted to sing it, I wasn't picked. I felt like, man, they must not like me. I must suck. I must not be good enough. You know, maybe they saw it, but I didn't see it. But I see it now. You know, I had a lot of pride up there on the worship team, being up front. I had a lot of ego. And it all comes from my childhood. But guys, I really thought I worked through it. I might have worked through the issues that I needed forgiveness and grace in. That I needed to extend forgiveness. But I didn't work through the hidden, deep down beliefs that came from that. You know, and that took some work. And I hope that you guys that are listening can relate to this. Or maybe there's something in you that you can't just put your finger on why things are like this, or why this result is always happening and you can't see it. Well, maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's something that we grew up with that we labeled in our lives, and it's a defense. A defense to our identity. You know, I didn't get the attention that I needed, that every child needs when they're growing up from their parents. You know, I seen it given to my other siblings, but it wasn't given to me. I needed it. I craved it. So I looked for it. And it became a belief that I wasn't good enough for them. That I wasn't deserving of good things because I didn't get it. I wasn't deserving of the attention. I wasn't deserving of companionship or friends because they didn't want to be around me. And it all came through from a belief. And there were several of them in my life. And God, past 3 or 4 years, been slowly working on me to identify these in my life. And that's what I want to work on and want to share with others throughout this podcast and in the future. But God, He will give you the answers you need if you seek them. If you seek it inwardly, don't seek it outwardly, because people are going to tell you things, you know, the way they see it. Not, and that might be good, but that's not the way you need to see it. You need to see it the way you need to see it, the way it's being revealed to you. And that's got to come from inside. But once I removed some of the labels, you know, I felt a lot better, you know, that, hey, maybe I didn't need to be up there on the worship team. I didn't need to be teaching because of the pride, the ego. I thought my motives were right. I thought I was humble enough. I thought I prayed. But I still had that in me that I wanted to be up front. I needed to be seen. I needed to be people to listen to me. Guys, I don't need that. I don't need it anymore. All I want to do is share. Because I was a controlling guy. I tried to control every outcome in my life. And if it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, I was angry. I was angry because I didn't have any control over it. And I lashed out on the people, my friends, my family, my children. And I needed to be in control because I felt like I didn't have control of my own life. So I needed to control things so I could be stable. You know, these past few years now, you know, just being on a journey of accepting things for the way they are and being grateful because of them, the way they are. You know, it's gave me a lot of peace in my life. And it's only because I started removing these beliefs out of my heart that I am deserving of good things. You know, I am good enough. I am love. I am lovable. I can give love. I can give kindness. I can receive kindness. You know, things like that. I'm not talking about, oh, this positive mindset. Oh, look, that guy's always positive. I'm just changing your mindset. If you can change your mindset in the deep hidden beliefs, you can change the outcome of your life. Let's make it easier. I'm not asking you to change anything because nobody likes change. How about try something different? You know, that when I heard that clicked with me. And because trying something different is a little bit easier, because if I don't like it, I can not do it anymore. I can try something else. But you say change, oh God, I'm fixing to do a lifestyle thing. Oh, that's going to be hard. Yeah, it probably is. You know, it's like, I want to change. I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to change. I'm going to be a new person. That's pretty tall order. But if I just say, I'm just going to try working out for a little bit. I'm going to try going to the gym. And that makes it a little bit easier for me. It might make it easier for you. Because I'm just trying it out. Because if I don't like it, I'm going to try something different. You know, if I don't like this diet, I'm going to try another diet. You know, if that's it. I'm not making a lifestyle change. But as long as I try it and I like it and I want to keep doing it, the lifestyle change will come about. You see what I'm saying? It makes it a little bit easier to try to do something different, to try to do this, to help your situation with your family or your job, not to make the change. The change is a tall order sometimes. I want to try trusting God. Not, Lord, I'm going to make this change today. I'm going to be committed to you, and I'm going to give you 100%. Well, you're setting yourself up, because we will fail. We will fail, and we'll get disappointed. We'll get grief. We'll get depressed because we let God down, or God might be mad at us or anger us because we promised we were going to do this. I said I was going to do this. But if I say, God, I'll try it. I'll try my best. I'll try to work on this area. You're still committed to trying something. But it's easier on you. You won't get the depression and stuff because God wants the best for our lives. He wants the best for you and everybody else in your life, even the person you hate. You know, once you remove those beliefs, you begin to lose who you are because you've attached your identity to those beliefs. Yeah, I won't feel good until I get enough people saying, you did a good job, man. I appreciate you. You know, I based my identity on everybody else. I said, man, you're good. Thank you. But if I didn't ever get that, I would be like, man, I'm not that good. But once they're removed, you gotta do something. And you got that doing something is coming to know who you are, who Randy is. And like I said, it's gonna take a little work, but it took a lot of work for me. Some people might have happened easier, but once I remove that belief in me that I wasn't good enough, you know, that I was unworthy, I felt better, more confident, more sure of me. I started to discover me, try different things, because this was me. You know, I'm no longer feeling like I need to be up there. I don't need to be up there on the stage on the worship team. I like to worship, I like to sing, I like to play the bass, I like to play the guitar, and I like to sing in my own time, in my own home. You know, it feels good, but the desire that I have to do it, and if I don't do it, I don't feel like I'm deserving, that God doesn't like me. That's gone. And it can be gone in you if you're struggling in these areas. That you don't need other people to give you your identity. I'm not saying being arrogant or conceited. Just to know. The word said come to know himself. And that's what we all need to do, is come to know ourselves. And when we begin to come to know ourselves and know who we are, truly who we are, there's freedom in that. Because we were made in the likeness and the image of God. That's what the word says. The same spirit in me is in you. It's in a homeless person. Or isn't that prostitute on the street. The same spirit. And if I cuss that person out on the street and say, you bum, you lowlife, I'm actually cussing God out. Because a part of him is in him. And a part of him is in me. Actually, I'm also cussing myself out. But we see everything as separate. We say God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. That means he's everywhere and in everything. I can get pretty deep. And that's why I want you to comment and share and give me input. You know, because sometimes I can get deep. And But right now, I'm going to try to start off as slow as I can throughout the podcast to come. And I just wanted to share with you an introduction to what's going on in my life. And hopefully you'll stay tuned and many more to come. Thank you for listening. And I hope you guys have a great evening, day, whatever time it is. Be blessed.